We asked Dr. Mike Davidson, who's chief executive of Core Issues Trust. Now, Dr. Davidson is a father of two who underwent counselling for homosexuality and has been married for 38 years. Good morning, Mike.
Hello there.
And also Tris Reed-Smith, who is president and editor-in-chief of Gay Star News. Good morning, Tris.
Good morning.
Could I just go to you, Mike, Dr. Mike, if you don't mind? And what do you make of this Pentecostal church carrying out this, quotes, gay cure, unquotes? Isn't it just a piece of madness, spinning on the church floor and all that?
Well, I think what we have to see here is that this is an undercover reporter. So the whole context is one that's been manufactured. He's seeking help for something that he's not seeking help for, and it goes from bad to worse. There are cultural issues here that I think are difficult for people in the UK to understand. But I think we also need to understand that Paul Brand, who is the person doing this interview, is also, you know, he's promoting his charity. He's a patron of Just Like Us, and that's a charity that promotes LGBT thinking in schools. Nothing wrong with that, but this is not the work of an independent journalist. This is the LGBT folk wanting to promote themselves, and I think it's important not to lose sight of that.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. So that the undercover reporter was an LGBT activist himself, is that right?
No, the reporter, Paul Brand, who writes about this and who we see in the report on the ITV clip, he's, in fact, one who promotes JLU, Just Like Us. It's just another charity who are going in a certain direction. Nothing wrong with that. But I'm concerned about journalism here. This is not an independent report. That's number one. But number two, why is ITV concentrating on this when the country is drowning in knife crime, and they don't seem to be willing to look at the cultural background that's, firing that up? Why do they not spend their time looking at cultural Islamic trends that are firing up extremism in that area? No, they want to concentrate on this. It seems a bit bizarre to me.
Okay, Tris. Morning, Tris. Tris Reed-Smith. Tell me, do you come across many LGBT people in your world who's either themselves or their families under pressure or whatever have tried to find, quotes, a cure, unquotes, for being gay? Seems bizarre to me.
Well, and it does seem bizarre, and particularly in the context of the UK. But obviously, Gay Star News covers the whole world, and there are places in the world, sadly, where this is, actually encouraged by the state. Malaysia, for example, has been pushing these kinds of cures. There's a reference from Mike about journalism. So let me tell you some facts about this, and I address this particularly to anybody who's LGBT who's listening to the show, because I think it's really important that nobody believes, if they are struggling in themselves and coming out and being yourself can be a difficult process for some people, that they need to know that these cures, these therapies so-called, are not good for them. The Royal College of Psychiatrists in the UK has described them as deeply damaging. They are condemned by absolutely every mainstream health organisation you can think of in the UK, including the GPs, people, the British Psychological Society, even actually the Association of Christian Counsellors condemns this. The Church of England have described this as fundamentally wrong, these cures, and called on the government to ban them. And they are banned in a number of sensible countries, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, China even, you know, all the way across the world, we are finding these practices are being banned because they will harm you, but there's a high risk of that.
Okay, well,
so
it's very important,
but nobody thinks that they are a good idea to go ahead with.
Okay, Mike, how do you respond to that? You yourself, is it true that you underwent, I think you claim you underwent a gay cure, did you?
Yes, well, don't call it gay cure. I wasn't sick, so I didn't get cured. But I wanted to speak to a counsellor, and I spoke to two psychotherapists and a psychiatrist over a period of about 2.5 years. And that's all it was. It was counselling. It wasn't what we see demonstrated in this clip. So that's the first point we need to make, that there's a difference between standard psychotherapeutic and counseling methods that are brought to bear on this issue and some of these religious practices that many people will not be able, you know, to relate to. But one thing that your speaker did not comment on, and that is the fact that the largest psychological association in the world, the American Psychological Association, in 2014, and you can check this out, anybody can online, just look at their handbook on sexuality and psychology, 2014, where they show clearly that homosexuality does have an origin and does need to be looked at from a therapeutic point of view in some instances, particularly when people have been abused and as a result of that abuse have gone into homosexual practices. I'm not saying everybody is in that position, but some are. And if we ban this, what that means is we commit those people to a life of living as a result of the trauma that they have experienced.
But one final question, Mike. They could still go and see a psychotherapist. They could still go and pay for their own counselling. They don't.
Well, they couldn't, you see. That's what, right now, these ethical bodies have all joined together saying that it is an ethical offence to change or attempt to change.